We are learning Maseches Beah, Daf Lam and Dalet Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Bar Lam and Dalet Amud Aleph. Va'oid Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is another thing. What's Va'oid Omer Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah on Daf Lam Gimel said a kula. He said, you're allowed to take a toothpick from the wood in front of you. The wood was made for firewood. You're allowed to take that piece of wood and clean your teeth with it. The Rabbanon, they argued, held it was muksa, but Rabbi Eliezer was mutter. So Rabbi Eliezer had a kula about muksa regarding the toothpick. And the Gemara doesn't have Va'oid Omer Rabbi Eliezer. This is another kula. Another kula in Muksa. And Rashi's busy with the Va'oid, as to the Gemara in Erevin, Ayin Sham. But Va'oid Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Oymat Adam Ala Muksa. Someone can stand on his Muksa, which means by his things that need hazmana. Certain Paris need hazmana, like you learned before. If you put something on the roof to dry, and it's like a little bit iffy, it's not so easy, it's not so sure if you can eat it or not, there it is hazmana. So he stands next to his Paris that need hazmana, that need to be said that this is prepared for Yontif. Erev Shabbos for Shvius, Erev Shabbos on Shemitah. Why on Shemitah? Because it's not Chayev and Meiser. Because if it's something that's Chayev and Meiser, so then you can't eat it on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos or Yontif, this is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off Meiser. So you couldn't take a Meiser before Shabbos because it wasn't ready yet. I'm making hazmana, it's coming ready on Shabbos. I'm being mazmin and saying, I don't want to be muksa, I want it to be prepared, I want to be able to eat it. But the problem is, Yechayev Maises, you can't eat it anyway. So we're saying the case is, it was on Shvius. Erev Shabbos, but Shvius. Like Rashi says, we could have said a case where you already took off Maises, but that's not the normal case. So we're talking about Shvius, where you're not Chayev Maises. But Omar, and he says, there's like 40 Paris of it. I'm eating from these tomorrow. Obviously not eating 40 Paris, but whoever it was, once he picks out, Mafreya, that was the Hazmana on that. It's called Brera. Once he picks out one tomorrow, that'll be Mavurl Mafreya. That's the one he meant to prepare today. So Chum argue on 2 points. First of all, he says, not enough with Dibur. You have to actually make a simon. That's number one. Number two is, you have to make a simon on which ones you want, and not just say Mekan Neutel, because you always aim Brera. So he argues on two things. He argues aim Brera, and he also holds you need a simon. You need a simon to say which one you want. So it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum. So for Oyder Melez and Nana Kula, that he says with Dibur Ba'alma and with Brera it works. Tanhasam. We learned the Mishnah. Now we're going to go into the discussion of Meiser. The next Blat Gemara, we're going to discussion about Meiser. Meiser is only chayiv after the food is complete. It's finished. It's finished the processing. It's finishing the whole processing, and it went into the house. Now, there are certain things that are kaveh lemaisa even without going into the house. So one kaveh lemaisa is going into the chatzah or into the bayis after it's nigmar. Another kaveh is, we'll see, is Shabbos. Shabbos is kaveh lemaisa. Shabbos makes the food choshev, and that's kaveh lemaisa. There are other things that kaveh lemaisa is dipping into salt. The Rambam in the Hilchos Maaser has 6 different ways you could be kaveh lemaisa. But our discussion on Gemara will be is, do you have a kviyas maaser even before gemar malacha? Maybe kviyas lemaaser only works after gemar malacha. So let's see. Tanah was written in Mishnah. Tinoikis shetamru te'enim. Te'enim, these te'enim were finished product. They were figs that were ready to eat. And the children, they wanted to save it, l'kavod Shabbos. So they hid it somewhere, Erev Shabbos, they hid it l'shem Shabbos. V'shachu v'lo yasru. They forgot to eat it, and they didn't take maaser on it either. They can't eat a matzah Shabbos. Why? Elam can asur only if they took off maaser. It became chayiv lemaaser, even if you didn't bring it into your house. Just you prepared it for Shabbos. That alone is mechayiv it. It's called gemar malacha and kviyas lemaaser. Oh, so the chiddush, why is it kids? Anyone? Zok Rashi, the chiddush, even the kids' machshava is enough machshava to make it kviyas lemaaser. They prepared it for Shabbos, that's enough to make kviyas lemaaser. And this Mishnah, all you see is something that's nigmar malach, they're ready, Shabbos will be kviyas lemaaser. That's one halacha, but first, the Mishnah very clear. It's not nami. Hamavir te'enim v'chatzeri, you bring te'enim into your chatzer, but it's not complete this te'enim. Why? You're planning on drying out these te'enim, you're making dried figs out of this. To dry it out. The halacha is that something that's not kavala maaser, you're allowed to eat it aray. Let it one at a time. They're allowed to eat it. Even though I brought it into my chatzer, because it's not chayiv maaser until it's nigmar malachta. And here they brought it into the chatzer before gmar malacha because it wasn't dried out yet. So eichlum hem aray, ubatur means part of a maaser. Those are two mishnayos that are very clear. But the Gemara is a shayla. We hear that bringing into a chatzah or into a bayis, it needs the Gemara Malacha first in order to be chayav. What about Shabbos? Does it have to be Nigmar Malacha first or not? Boimine Rav and Rav Nachman. Shabbos Maosh Tikva Muksa Lemaisa B'Dovash Nigmar Malachta. Muksa is something that's not Nigmar Malachta. Rasha is like a little double speak who says B'Dovash Loi Nigmar Malachta. So the Shabbos is Shabbos Keveya Lemaisa something that's not Nigmar Malachta? Mi Amrinon. Do we say Kivin Nichsev says in the positive Karas of Shabbos Oinig that we call Shabbos Oinig? That means the food on Shabbos is Oinig. So kava filled davar shalim rachdai. That's such a strong kviyas that even something that's not complete, not finished the processing, it's right to eat, but it's not finished the process. Still, it's kavei lemaisa. Or dilma, but davar shalim rachdai kava. Only something that's complete is Shabbos kavei lemaisa. But davar shalim rachdai, something that's not complete yet, like kava, it's not kavei. Amalei. So Rav Nachman answered, Shabbos kavas ben davar shalim rachdai ben shalim rachdai. Shabbos is a big power. Its kvius works even by a dava shle nigmar malachta. Amalei says, how do you know that? Ve'ema Shabbos in the chotzer. Maybe Shabbos is equivalent to chotzer, just like chotzer. My chotzer in a kavas el b'dava shle nigmar malachta. I learned first in the Mishnah and Meiser, and Meisers that a chotzer that's not is not kaveya until it's nigmar malachta. You see, if you bring in the ta'anim to dry, it's not chayiv in Meiser. So after Shabbos, maybe also like tikva ella b'davar shnigmar malachta. Maybe Shabbos also it's only keveya on something as nigmar malachta. Amalei, so he answered, no, I have a mesayra already. Talmud aruchu v'yadenu. It's already a mesayra from all the amrayim and tanaim before us. Shabbos kavas b'davar shnigmar malachta v'nashen l'gmar malachta. So I don't know pshat, I don't have a raya, but that's my mesayra. My mesayra is that Shabbos is kavas say davar shnigmar malachta b'davar shnigmar malachta. And now the Gemara will discuss to see if we could find a remez or a raya to this from our Mishnah and other places. I'll bring you a raya to this yisoy that Shabbos is keveya lemaiser even before Gemara Malacha. From our Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah, "Oid Omar Rabbi Yezer." The person stands Erev Shabbos, it's on Shvius, where you're not Chayav Meister, and he says, I want that to be able to eat that tomorrow. Now, it wasn't Nigmar Malachta yet, and it says, only because it's Shvius are you good to go. But if it be all the years, where it's Chayav Meister, you wouldn't be able to eat on Shabbos. Why not? You're Chayav Meister. Now, why are you Chayav Meister? It's not Nigmar Malachta. It must be Shabbos is Kaveh, even something that's not Nigmar Malachta. What?
It's on your house.
Yeah, but only came on middle of Shabbos. Shabbos is makes the kavas the beginning of Shabbos. That's when Shabbos happens to kavias. And it wasn't nigmar malachta yet. But that's why he needs hazmana. Why he needs hazmana here? Rashi explains only because it wasn't nigmar malachta. It's come gemar malacha on Shabbos. So therefore, so you see, it was not nigmar malachta yet. Not nigmar malachta yet. So the more we deal with this, time of the b'shvius la barasuru is not chayiv ma'aser. Of a shar shnei shavua, other years of the cycle of the years, hakanami the also is taka also because yichayiv ma'aser. My time lavashim Shabbos kavos. You see, Shabbos is keveya, even though it was not nigmar malachta. So the more says no. It sounds like a great riot. The more says no, it's not such a riot. Why not? Shani Hasam, Kim the Amar Mekani Oichel Machor. Since when he says the Hazmana, the words he uses is like this: I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. So Kavalei Eloi, he was showed on himself that it's already Oichel, and therefore that alone is the Kvias. The Kvias is that he calls it Achila. Since he was Achshei B'Debura, he called it Achila. Therefore, it is that alone, the Amira alone, the Dibra alone, is Kaveya Lemais. Samar Zakasha Yochi. My ear is Shabbos filled with Chol Nami, which Rashi and Tosafot explain the kashya is like this: that if you tell me the chiddush is that dibur is called a kviyas, so what are you talking about Shabbos? Go a regular weekday, you walked over to this food that wasn't completely ready. He said, "I want to eat it. I want to make you into food." Nichayev Meister. And Rashi says, "Let it put it in say this Ram this Mishnah. What's it doing here in Beya? Talk about the chayil. You want to tell me the halacha machlekes of breira ain't breira? So talk about birds. Talk about a case of birds. What do you have to talk about this case?" That's what Rashi explained. The kashya is like if the vart is that Dibur makes into Maisa, why are we talking about Shabbos? Talk about Choyl, and that say Halacha of Maisa, and say Halacha of Breira about picking something out without specifying which one it is. Talk about birds. Well, why is it picked this way?
People don't do it in the chol.
What?
Shabbos.
No, they call things food in the chol. Why not? They say, they'll say, listen, he says, it's chol.
No,
let's say they said, you know, I want to make this in the food. You could, it's big and big chiddush. Like, it's the, even the weekday works. I make this in the food. That's the chiddush. So Mara says, no, it's still the reason that's deeper. Why do we say the case on Shabbos, Dafka? Hakamash belong. The tevel muchun with the Shabbos, shim ava v'tikta mesukun. We want to tell you a chiddush, that even though bein hashmashos, this thing, why don't we have Shabbos? And we're talking about deeper makes into food. And you allow, and the lach is that you're allowed to, that it sounds, it says allowed to eat on Shvi'ah. But it's mashed like this. Hashar Shnei Shavua, other years, to be Chiyav Meiser. But other years, to be Chiyav Meiser, the Meiser isn't how to be able to eat it. So the, if someone went ahead and by mistake took off Meiser, you would be able to eat it. Why? Because the Chiddush here is that if you took off Meiser on Shabbos, even though beginning of Shabbos was Muksa Machmas Isser, it was muksa machmas to iser to eat tevel. Still, it's not muksa because it's only iser the rabbanon to take off ma'aser. Therefore, it's not a problem muksa machmas iser. As Rashi's chiddush a few times in Masechta, that muksa machmas iser is not by iser the rabbanon. So, therefore, we're telling us that chiddush. Now, you have to see how do you see that chiddush in our Mishnah. So that's what Rashi explains. By the way, you could concentrate now on what I'm saying because we're stopping here. So you can concentrate now on this Rashi. That pshat is like this. That here, it says that it's only because of Shvius that it's mutter, but all other years it would be aser. But it doesn't say it would be aser because it's not menamuchan. Because it should have said, every Shabbos Shvius, you eat it because it's menamuchan. It's mashma. Other years, it would only be a problem because I didn't take off maisa. Only a problem als tevel. But als mukso would not be a problem. Why not? Why not a problem mukso? Because kamash malon, that if someone would take off maisa, it would be mutter to eat because it's called muchan. But the only problem is you have to take off ma'isa. That's the diak. You shouldn't say this. The kavli with the burei, mechayev ma'isa, because you said the diber chayev ma'isa. Well, the mocha ochel le'tivle, and tomorrow will be tivle. You're not going to eat it. So he says, Rashi, this sphere le'tana is a muksa nami le'pakam nei. Also, it's a muksa ochel le'tivle misti. Ha'oimin al muksa erev Shabbos shvius. Ha'oimin mekanin oichel le'machar harezem min ha'muchon. It doesn't say that. So it's mashma that it's not an issue of muksa here. It's only an issue of taking off ma'aser. And if somehow ma'aser was taken off, it would be mutter. And therefore, that is the chiddush that the rabbanon, it does not make muksa ma'aser iser. And right now, where we're holding in the sugi is that our mishnah is not a right that Shabbos kaveya by shloining maralachdoi. It's the reason why it works here. It's chayiv and ma'aser. And other years is because of the dibur. I called it oichel. It's not a right that Shabbos is kaveya maralachdoi. That's Kaveh Lamaisi, and we'll see continue on Daf Lamed Hey, Met Hashem, right to this discussion.